The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte and let's get started. Hello, sister. Jared and I are thrilled to have you with us today. You know, we are all about helping you to energize your body so that you can thrive in this amazing life. We want to help you improve your productivity so you can get more done and see your goals and dreams become a reality. How do you do that? Well, there are a lot of ways that you can do that. Obviously, we talk about eating whole plant foods, but today we're talking about something very specific that's going to help you improve your energy and feel better on a regular basis. And that is dumping the oil, getting the oil out of your life. You can greatly improve your productivity doing this. And you know, this is a Southern girl talking to you. I mean, we ate oil on everything. If you're anything like I was before we started living this way, it was fried in it. It was baked in it. It was drizzled on my salad and in the name of health, in the name of health, really. And we did all these things that we thought were healthy, but in the end, we were just harming our health and we didn't know it. We weren't being told these things. That's why Jared and I are so passionate about telling you this. But I don't want you to just think it's about what you're drizzling on your food or cooking your food in. It's also about what is in the processed foods that you're eating. And maybe you're eating healthier like we were at the time and you're not eating as many processed foods. You probably cook a lot of your meals if you're eating healthier, but you still are eating many things that have oil added. So what I want you to do, this is one of the action steps for today's podcast, and we're barely getting into the podcast, but I'm going to go ahead and give you this action step. I want you to start reading the labels for oil. You know, we talk about reading labels a lot, but specifically, I want you to look because you are not going to believe what all you're eating that has oil in it. It will blow your mind. Like, it doesn't need to be in pasta sauce, but I promise you it's there. Look on the back of your pasta sauce. It's in your pantry. Grab out your salsa. Look at it. Any crackers, any chips, any popcorn that's healthy and smart, it's going to have oil on it. I'm telling you, and I'm not saying it's smart, but that's in the title. And so we need to understand these things. Like, you think you're eating just simply potatoes, plain old potatoes. You turn it back to the back and you look at the ingredients label. It ain't just simply potatoes. It's swimming. I'm just saying. So really, you want to look at these things. And this is one of the reasons I stand on the aisles and say, why? I've told y'all this. I do this all the time. Why? Why does it have this in there? I do it, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm not lying. Well, I have a witness. I have many witnesses, well, some of whom I don't even know.
I mean, I would say all the time, but thankfully we have found the products that we use on a regular basis. So not as much, but occasionally it'll catch you off guard. You think you're going to Whole Foods. It's a nice trip. And then you hear, why?
Yeah.
For the love, why? Why are you doing this to me?
No, I can't. It just kills me because it doesn't have to be in there, and it is sabotaging our health.
It's
sabotaging
our health. It really doesn't need to be. And you were talking about some of these things like the smart food, and we thought we were doing it for health, but we were doing the exact opposite. And yes, we are Southerners through and through. Oil is the fifth food group. I mean, and I feel like giving up oil, do I have to give up my Southern card? Do I have to give up my Southern citizenship with this?
That's hilarious.
Well, the answer is no, but you may feel like it, but no, you do not.
Well, I would say you'd feel like it at the thought of thinking about giving up your oil. But once you start doing it, the flavors come through so much better, and you're thinking, why did it have this in there? And there's so many opportunities with the processed foods. We don't need a lot of processed foods, but I'll pick up occasionally like a jar of marinara, or we'll have salsa in our pantry, things like that. And you want to get the things with the least amount of sodium, the least amount of salt, and no oil. It just does not have to be there. There are certain brands that don't have it, but where you have to be careful is some brands have lines or certain items within them that don't have the oil, and then some do. Just because, I also want you to know this is another takeaway.
Yeah, excellent point.
This is another takeaway here. I want you to understand that if just because you're buying something from a brand does not mean that everything they make is oil-free. So if you get one thing that's oil-free, it doesn't mean everything else is. So like we buy 365 marinara, but it's the fat-free marinara. And sometimes the marinara is sitting right beside it that doesn't say fat-free. And I have gotten it before. I have gotten home with it.
We've been tricked.
I've been duped. I'm telling you, you have to be careful with that. You don't want it.
It wasn't anything malicious. I'm sure it was probably somebody picked it and set it back, but didn't put it back in the exact right spot. And without thinking, because that's where it always is on the shelf, we just grabbed several and one of them snuck in.
But we
probably just wanted to see how the other side lived. The oil kind just wanted to see what the oil-free side of life was like.
You just wanted to mix it up a little bit, live on the wild side.
Exactly.
That's funny. Exactly. Well, we've started out giving you some ways to get the oil out, but why? Why do you need it out? Because you want to be more productive, because you want to feel energized, you want to have vitality, you want to feel your absolute best so that you can do the things you have to do in this life, whether it's raise your children with intention, be there, fully be present for them. You can't do that if your body doesn't feel good. Chase your grandchildren, plant seeds for future generations. You want to grow a business. You know you've got something that you want to do in this life. You can't do that if you feel sluggish and you have no energy and you just don't feel like it. That's what I said all the time. I don't feel like it. I want to do this, but I don't feel like it. And it robbed me of my joy. It robbed me of my life.
Robbed you of your purpose. Yeah.
And I don't want that for you. We don't want that for you. So let's talk about why you want to dump the oil. Why do you want to get rid of it in your life? Here's why. The first thing is you're going to greatly improve your blood flow when you get oil out. Why is that? I'm going to let Jared take over.
Well, simply the oil does two things. One, it causes inflammation in the lining of your blood vessels.
Mm-hmm. And
it
doesn't matter. Endothelial cells.
The endothelial lining, yes, the lining inside the blood vessels. And it doesn't matter what oil it is. Every oil will cause inflammation. And I know this is going to probably fly in the face of a lot of stuff you've heard in your life, like olive oil. You know, it's the panacea. It's so healthy.
Yeah, you should drink it. No.
Yes, we've
don't
even
drink
heard
it, please,
of that.
Don't drink it.
Oh, my goodness. You know, here, drink this shot glass or drink this cup of oil. No, please, for the love, do not do that because you're doing the exact opposite. So, and when that lining gets inflamed, then your vessels are not going to operate like they should. They're not going to be relaxed and allow the blood to flow through.
Right. They get stiff, and that can cause your blood pressure to go up.
They get stiff. They can measure it. And actually, there have been times that since we've come clean eating, where I've had something that was kind of oily, and within about 30 minutes, I could tell the difference.
I could
feel that my heart was beating a little bit harder. I don't know. And it's hard to really put into words, but I could feel the difference. And that lasted for several hours. And that change to the vessel will last about 4 or 5 hours. And the problem is we go from oily meal to oily meal to oily meal. So your vessels will stay inflamed for hours on end, day mm-hmm. after day. The other aspect of this is that it will cause the red blood cells, or actually all of the cells in your blood, to get kind of sticky, and they'll stick with one another, and then it increases the thickness of your blood. So the blood mm-hmm. doesn't flow through quite as easily.
Right. So when you think about oil, what we want you to think about is how thick it is. That's what it does to your blood. It thickens your blood. And so that'll help you remember that. And so it makes you feel that way. It makes you feel sluggish, and it thickens you in other ways. We're going to talk about that. But oil is, think about it as a thickener. Think about how it flows. It's slow. It's thick. Well, and that's how it makes you feel.
Excellent point. What's a common use for that? Salad dressing. Why? Because it makes things stick to the lettuce
right.
and the other ingredients in the salad.
The beauty of that is there's so many other things that you can use, like beans and some nuts and different things like that. There are many things to make your salad dressing stick. So don't feel like just because you can't use oil or you don't want to use oil anymore that you can't have salad dressings that stick to your salad, because that's just not true. There are many simple and easy ways to do this. But what we want you to understand today is why it even matters. Why does it matter to get the oil out? So we've talked about improving your blood flow. Let's go to the next thing. Do you know that if you stop eating oil, you will decrease your brain fog? And this is really important for productivity. You're going to be able to think more clearly. I believe one of the reasons for this is that you've increased your blood flow. I want you to think about what blood flow does. What does the blood do when it's delivered to an area? If the blood is thick and it's not getting to a certain area, or it's not getting there as quickly and leaving as quickly, what's happening? When blood flows to an area, it is delivering things, okay? It's a transport system. It is delivering oxygen, which is going to give you energy and healing. It is delivering nutrients, which are going to give you energy and healing. And this is all over your body. It's your brain. It's your legs. It's your arms. It's your every organ in your body.
It's your joints.
It's your brain.
It's your spine.
Yeah, we said brain.
Well, we
so it goes to your brain twice.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
because it's that important.
But to decrease brain fog, you're going to decrease it if you're getting more of the nutrients to your brain. But also, on the flip side, it's also transporting things out. So it picks up the garbage, the trash that your
cells,
the waste products from your cells, and it takes them out of the area. So then how is that going to affect you on a daily basis when you have things you need to do and places you want to go, people you need to see, right? And you can't even feel like getting there. You're tired, you're sluggish, you can't think. You can't even think to build out a plan for your business or figure out the best way to help your client. How are you going to do that if you can't think, if you have brain fog?
And I just thought about something, that there's a term called vascular claudication. That is pain in the legs when there's not sufficient blood flow to give it the oxygen it needs, give it the food it needs.
Right.
And there are people where they can only move so much until their legs start hurting. Well, our brains won't do that, but they will be foggy and sluggish and won't be able to think clearly. So I feel like that's a real world example that maybe many people can identify with.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review, because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode. Absolutely. And then also, you're going to decrease inflammation. Oil is pro-inflammatory, and when you decrease inflammation, you're going to decrease aches and pains and a lot of crazy symptoms that you're having in your body. Trust me, I know. I've had the symptoms, and many of those have gone away for me, some very, very quickly, as I started living in this lifestyle. Getting oil out is crucial. If you want to fight inflammation, if you have any kind of joint pain or aches and you just don't feel good, this will help to improve your productivity by getting the inflammation down. Then, if you're wanting to lose extra pounds, you know, you've heard us talk. Jared and I lost over 75 pounds together without even trying. That wasn't
well,
even
that
one
was
of our
even
main
the
goals.
Last time we counted, it may be
more than
now.
That. Yeah, it may be. But you should see some of our before and after pictures. We actually recently sent some out to our email subscribers. If you haven't subscribed to our email, you got to do that because we send out some funny stuff from time to time. But I found some the other day and it just shocks us to see the before and after pictures. We don't normally promote it because weight loss isn't our main push for what we're teaching. But I'm telling you, you will lose weight eating this way when you eat plant-based the right way. Because when you get rid of the oils have 120 nutrient poor calories per tablespoon. I want you to think about it. They're the most calorie dense foods with 9 calories per gram. So one tablespoon again has 120 calories. Now, who do you know that puts one tablespoon of dressing on their salad?
No one.
No one.
I mean, maybe a Keebler elf, but but with that, I don't know how big a Keebler elf is, so maybe they're bigger than I think, and they would put more on it. But absolutely nobody ever uses just a tablespoon of oil.
Yeah, they're probably using some kind of computer generation.
Like photoshopping.
Yeah, they're photoshopping their bodies. They're shaving off the pounds. I'm telling you, their oil is not only pro-inflammatory. It doesn't just block your arteries, clog your arteries. It doesn't just cause brain fog. It causes you to carry extra pounds.
Which that in and of itself, if you're carrying enough of those extra pounds, is going to make you feel tired. It's going to weigh you down. Mm-hmm. It's going to make you hurt. And then really becomes this vicious, vicious cycle.
Absolutely. And oil is refined. It is processed. And you want to think about, how can I get more whole plant foods? How can I get less of the highly refined processed foods? I want you to think about that. We always talk about this. You know, if you're out for a bike ride, you're out for a walk, you're not going to look up and see an oil tree, like a tree with just a hanging bottle of oil
You've
on it.
Never walked up to an olive tree and seen just a bottle of olive oil hanging there, ripe for the picking.
It doesn't grow on trees. So there's no fiber. There's no water. There's minimal vitamins, minimal minerals. Try saying that. minerals. Say it, Jared. Say it 10 times.
Minimal minerals.
Oh, you did so much better than that.
Yeah, but I think if I got to number 3, then I would crash and burn. So.
Right. So what does oil have if it has no fiber, no water, and minimal vitamins and minerals? What does oil have? Fat and calories.
Fat and calories.
Empty calories.
I mean,
calories.
That's it. And then the fat that's there is causing inflammation.
And weight gain. And weight gain. And causing
and
you to not be able to drop it off.
And the
pain.
Extra things that go along with
right.
it. I mean, there's that cascade effect of one thing after another. So really, oil is not your friend, despite what you've been told. It is not a food that you would love that is in any way going to love you back.
No, and you've got to have the foods that love you back. That's what we want for you. So getting oil out of your life is going to help you kick what Jared and I call food hangover. So have you ever eaten a meal, or do you always eat meals where you feel exhausted afterwards? I mean, a little while after you eat it, you just crash and burn. You're like, I've got to have a nap. Like, I'm so tired. I have no energy. What is wrong with me? Why do I spend my days just trying to survive until I can just fall into bed and do it all over again? That's what oil does to you. So this is a great way to kick the food hangover. Kick it to the curb and feel energized, full of life, and 10x your productivity.
I'm smiling over here because this is another area where it was ironic, because I used to think that heavy feeling of I need to go sit, recline, and digest. That was a sign of a good meal.
Rest and digest,
exactly.
Right?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yep. But I feel like it's so ironic that what I thought was a good sign of, hey, I had a good meal,
right,
was actually a sign that my meal was not loving me back. It was harming me.
Yeah,
because really,
exactly.
If you're
sabotage.
Eating well, sabotage, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because if you're eating well, that food is going to energize you. It's going to make you feel alive.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. If a Southern girl and a Southern boy... Listen, we're talking like Northwest Georgia, Southern. Oh, not only that, not only am I a Southern girl, I grew up in a barbecue restaurant. My family owned a barbecue restaurant. We had the smoke pit and everything. I'm just saying, like, We did. And, you know, my parents made everything homemade, but they just didn't know what they didn't know. I learned a lot of my cooking skills from them, and I passed that on to our clients and to you, the healthy ones, right? How to eat more produce and do those things. And I learned skills of how to make things taste amazing. But I've learned how to take the skills I learned there and tweak it to get those things out that were harming my health, that made me so sick when I hit 40, that my goals and dreams were just like way down the line. Like I couldn't even see the path to get there. I knew what they were, but I just couldn't fathom in my current state of how I felt, how I could possibly get there. I had to find a way to heal my body so that I could see all these things become real to me. But if we can do it as a Southern girl who grew up in a barbecue restaurant from Northwest Georgia and a Louisiana boy, a Cajun boy.
Cajun boy.
Right? If he can do that. Right. So if he can do that, you can do it too. And my favorite benefit, there's so many more benefits. I mean, we could go on and on about, well, I wanted y'all to just see a few of the biggies. These are just a few. We're just literally getting to the tip of the iceberg here of how getting oil out can improve your health. But I want to talk about improving productivity in a different way. And this is something you don't hear a lot of people talk about, especially in the plant-based space. But I want to tell you something, and I'm all about realistically living your life as a busy woman. A woman who has intention, who needs to get things done, and you need to have your time freed up. And one of the ways you can increase your productivity is getting oil out, because it will simplify your cleanup. Now, can I hear an amen? I'm just saying, like, how much time do you spend in the kitchen when you do cook cleaning up? And I will tell you, Jared and I noticed this a little down the road after we had been eating whole food, plant-based, no oil for a while. All of a sudden, we realized how much quicker we were getting out of the kitchen. And why is that? And we started noticing no grease on the hood over the stove, no grease on the stove grates. We didn't have to clean those all the time anymore. No greasy countertops, no greasy cabinets that we had to clean. I mean, the grease was everywhere. And we covered stuff and we were not messy in that way. But it's just, it is inevitable. Like the oil just gets in the air or something.
Well, it does. I mean, part of it is splatter. Part of it, it does get in the air, kind of vaporizes, and then it settles on the cabinets. And even if you don't see it immediately, over time, we've seen in homes where someone has fried, there's just that film. Look, and you can't, some of that, you cannot get rid of it.
Yeah, we've moved a couple of times since we've started eating this way. And every time we move in, we're like, there's grease. We're going to have to clean the grease. And it's been clean, like professionally cleaned. It just happens with the oil. So this is going to free up your time, sunshine. It's going to simplify clean up for you.
And I'm going to say, please do not underestimate this, because
I
know
it's huge.
It's 30 minutes, an hour cleaning the stove, having to clean the metal.
Oh my word. Pulling the grates off the, like, your stovetop. Yeah, especially if you have gas stove, but even like electric with all the little eyes and stuff like that. And a flat top still gets greasy. I mean, there's just no way around it. It's easier to clean a flat top, but I'm telling you, most people have gas stoves now or electric with the little eye on it, and it just gets everywhere. And once it cooks on and bakes on, you know what I'm talking about. You take the grating off, and even on a gas stove underneath the grating, it bakes on there. You cannot get it off. It's a nightmare. So this is going to save you so much time. It's going to make your life so much more joyful, even in this way. And this is just, we love talking about practical things. Like, it's not just eat your veggies. Yeah, well, you know, we'll sing that song all day long because it's totally changed our lives.
That's our anthem.
Oh yeah, it changes our clients' lives every day. We hear from our clients all the time, even podcast listeners. This is changing my life. Why has no one told me this before? You guys are amazing. You're game changers. Like, I wish that I had known this, but thank you so much for telling me. Just do this one thing. It is not difficult, sister. Just find one way today to get it out. Look, just start with the sautéing. You do not need oil to sauté. Use a little bit of water, just tablespoon by tablespoon. Many vegetables already have some fats in them naturally. So as that cooks out, it's going to seem kind of oily anyway. Try it with your onions. Try it with your bell peppers. Try it with your mushrooms. You can add a little of water if it starts to go dry. There's many other things you can add too. We go over that at different times. I'm sure you've even heard it on the podcast. We talk about it in the membership. We do these things. We teach you how to do all these steps, but just start today by getting it out of your stir fries, of your sautés and things like that. Add the things that make it taste good. Add your seasonings, your herbs, and your spices. Do not be afraid to do that. To try it without, you're not going to miss it. Trust me, once you know how to replace it and replace those flavors that go in there, you're not going to miss it. But I'll tell you how you are going to miss it. You're going to feel so much better. Then you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it when you're cleaning your kitchen. You're going to miss it. You know, so we've talked about today why you need to dump the oils to improve your productivity. You're going to improve your blood flow. You're going to decrease brain fog and have clearer thinking. You're going to decrease inflammation and see aches and pains become a thing of the past. You're going to lose the extra pounds that have just been hanging on and kick your food hangover to the curb. We know that's not right. You do not want food hangover. And you're going to simplify your life and free up your time by simplifying cleanup. Now, if you want to learn more ways, just the simple ways to get these things out of your life, to learn what you even need to get out of your life, what do you need to eat more of, and how do you do that in a way that's simple and delicious and works realistically with your busy schedule, we want you to be able to feel your best so that you can do all the things that you were put here on this earth to do. Make sure to go right now and join the waitlist for Power on Plant Society. It is our amazing membership of incredible women who are on the same journey to feeling better so that they can live life to the fullest. Go right now to powerplants.com/membership and get your name on the waitlist today. We look forward to getting to know you better inside Power on Plants as soon as the doors open. Keep your eyes open for that. We'll let you know in your email as soon as we open it up again. But for now, go read the backs of those products, read the backs of the labels, start choosing the brands, the products that do not have the added oils. And before long, you are going to start feeling so much better, be energized and able to thrive in this amazing life. Have a great day, sunshine. We'll see you soon.